Chapter 12. Medical History. 1st September, 2088. So Elsa thinks Moon Boy is a little crazy. Maybe more than a little. He'd been acting more odd than usual for a couple of weeks, I saw in retrospect, but it hadn't made a big impression. He'd been moody as long as we'd known him, so now he was a little moodier, withdrawn. I'm somewhat snoopy, but then that's what I'm paid to do, so when Elsa said she was going down to the kitchen for a snack and set down her notebook without turning it off, I did what was natural for me and leaned over to take a look. It was Moonboy's medical file, open to a confidential psychological evaluation 18 years ago. It was in a folder labeled Aptitude for Long-Term Assignment, Mars Base. The box the psychiatrist had checked said Marginally Acceptable, with a scrawled "see attached" alongside. I tapped on it, and the document was fascinating. Disturbing. Moonboy had had inpatient psychiatric treatment on Earth for assault and claustrophobia. When he was 11, a stepfather had gotten angry with him for crying and taped his mouth shut, then bound his arms and legs in tape too, and pushed him into a dark closet for punishment. He choked on vomit and died, but was revived on the way to the hospital. He never saw the stepfather again, but the damage was done.
Pretty interesting.
I hadn't heard Elsa come back. I'm sorry. Compromising professional ethics.
Well, I'm not a psychiatrist, and Moonboy wouldn't be my psychiatric patient anyhow. I really shouldn't have had access to the file, but I saw a thread to it and just asked, and it opened. You could have done the same thing.
I'm surprised they accepted him for Mars.
A married pair of xenologists probably looked like a good package deal. And Mars itself isn't too bad for a claustrophobe. The base is big and you can go outside, unlike here.
There are other factors for his moodiness, I said. You're sitting on one of them, I must point out.
She shook her head. I don't think so, but I should talk to him. She picked up the notebook and tapped through a few pages. Meryl's okay with it. I talked it over with her. She hasn't been a saint.
That's not too relevant.
I know, I know.
Are you still...
No, not really. We haven't closed any doors, but... Yeah, I should talk to him.
Would it do any good for me to talk to him? Give my okay?
No, he knows you're not bothered by it. Besides, you're an authority figure to him.
That was comforting. Authority figures might be a problem if one had tried to murder you at age 11.
Didn't just try. Though he doesn't remember dying, he passed out, puking, and was revived. He still doesn't know he died. She shuddered. What a bastard.
He does remember the incident up to that point?
She tapped some more and shook her head. Guy doesn't say whether he learned that from Moonboy himself or from hospital records. She put it down and leaned back, hands behind her head. I ought to see whether I can get him to talk about his childhood.
As his doctor?
She gave me a look. I'm always his doctor, yours too. But no, I don't want him to see me as a shrink.
What as?
She looked back at the notebook. Why don't you and Dustin play some pool after dinner? A nice, long game.